Taking a look at our grain markets after the holiday weekend. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your farm news update. We haven't seen too much excitement into our grain markets after last week's USDA reports. Been fairly quiet, except for yesterday on soybeans. They were double-digit higher throughout most of the day. The U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent confirmed that China has finished their 12 million metric tons of soybean purchases and that they're looking forward to 25 million metric tons in the future. And as for our corn market, demand really has not been the issue there. We've seen a lot of exports over the past week of trading. But when it comes to corn, Bob Linneman with Kleist Commodities says,
Really, we need to see if 417 holds. And that was the Tuesday low last week and, you know, the Friday high at 427 and a quarter. And that's being very particular because I think it is going to be a technical market. If you can make that higher high, find some new momentum buyers, maybe we can try to clip back towards that 430, maybe 435. Fundamentally, I don't know that there's a heck of a lot out there in the short term to really say we're going to go back to that 445 area where we were right before the report came out last Monday. So again, there's a little bit of optimism here that we haven't gone lower than the Tuesday low. So that's encouraging. We just need to find something. We need a headline from somewhere to give us a little bit of boost on that bullish side to see where we can get back up to technical targets. Moving averages wise, you're a ways away from there. So now we're going to look at old lows that were support are now going to become resistance. And that's kind of what we're looking at right now in that March contract for corn. So keep an eye on that. Keep an eye on the December 26th corn contract at 450. There's a lot of talk about how many acres are we going to see this spring, you know, and where are we going from there? So is 450 a good number to be hedging at and protecting, or do we think it's going to rebound? Do we think it's going to go lower? So lots of questions starting to flow after last week's report.
And with your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.